Over the years, we've done a number of events with the Consulate General of Japan in Denver, with their office. In particular, for several years, Chie Imizumi, a very talented young Japanese composer, arranger, bandleader, lived in Denver, and we did several events with them. So when they were contacted, there was this group coming on a cultural exchange program sponsored by the Japan Foundation. They called me to see if we were interested at the university in doing it. And I thought for a second and said, yes.
The Aikuwabara Trio Project is touring. We've got Denver on as one of four stops, and they're playing at Metro on Monday. What's her music like?
Well, it's an interesting trio. I mean, she's a very energetic and eclectic pianist. So, I mean, there are some things about her which kind of goes beyond the traditional jazz category. Not quite. There have been some Japanese players who've come to the U.S. who are known for kind of smooth jazz stuff, Keiko Matsui. But, you know, it's not that, but kind of a little on the edge, just a touch, not heavy duty. And then some straight-ahead kind of stuff. An enormously energetic player. She writes compositions. She's worked with the bassist Yusuke Morita for some time, and the drummer Shintaro Imamura is also traveling. They're all coming together. And so I think anyone who enjoys interesting, exciting music would enjoy this trio. It's more than just, all right, here's one more piano, bass, drum trio. They all kind of, you know, doing standard. It's not that. It's really interesting, engaging, exciting music.
Aikuwabara Trio Project performing for free at Metropolitan State University of Denver on the Arari campus in the King Performing Arts Center. She's open for Tony Bennett.
And she was a big hit at the Tokyo Jazz Festival, not as kind of like on the little stage. Main stage, she performed right before Chick Corea's The Vital Band.
Norman, we know that jazz is a big deal in Japan. The American jazz players that go to Japan are just treated really well. So how about we really turn it up a notch and really impress and appreciate this young trio as they come to the U.S.? We could give them some good stories to take back to Japan about the enthusiasm of jazz fans in Denver.
Well, that's right. And one of the things, you know, you mentioned this, I think it's a great idea. Players from the U.S. who go to Japan always talk about the enthusiasm. And there's a long, actually, jazz tradition in Japan. There's been connections going back really, back to the 1920s early on. It would be nice to have somebody from Japan talking about how sophisticated, how enthusiastic, how knowledgeable the Denver jazz audience is. So we're really hoping for that. And as we've talked about, it's a free event. No tickets needed. Just come out. It's a large concert hall.
Norman Provisor, our guest from the Golden Myers Center and co-producing this event with the Department of Music at Metro State University and the Consulate General of Japan here in Denver. Exciting cultural exchange. I guess this is one of the things that jazz is getting a reputation for, bringing together very diverse cultures. It just sort of fits in with the eclecticism, the interaction of the players.
And in line with that, let me just mention the way we've worked it out at school, it's also International Education Week. And jazz has played an important role in its own form of international education. It's a music that has been appreciated across the globe. And increasingly, in modern times, it's also a music that reflects the various cultures that it has influenced. So jazz has influenced all this, and then at the same time, more and more, the different, you know, people playing from different areas have brought a bit of their own music into it. And jazz is really a giant vacuum cleaner. It sucks up all the music around it and then does its own special thing with it. So I think, you know, in terms of, we talk increasingly about globalization and the importance, whether it's in business or in education, of having a global outlook on things. And I think this is a good way of celebrating that connection.